News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews are still tangling with the collapsed wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. President Biden today getting a firsthand look at the destruction. He commended first responders for that day.
You know, from the air, I saw the bridge that's been ripped apart. But here on the ground, I see a community that's been pulled together. I want to thank you all, the first responders, the port workers, state and local officials, who sprang into action before dawn.
The president also urging Congress to help fund the rebuilding of the bridge and reopening of the port. Israel Defense Forces have dismissed two military officials after the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza. An IDF investigation finding there was grave mistakes stemming from a serious failure due to mistaken identification. So far, no major damage reported from today's 4.8 magnitude earthquake in New Jersey. It was centered between Philadelphia and New York City. Airports issuing temporary ground stops to assess damage. This is ABC News. A possible warning sign of the times. Glaciers in Austria are shrinking.
The world's retreating glaciers are one of the most notable indications of human-caused climate change. And now an alarming forecast from experts in Austria, where all but one of the country's 79 glaciers have been observed to be retreating. Experts there now say the alpine country is likely to be largely ice-free in 40 to 45 years. A co-leader of the Austrian Alpine Club's Glacier Measurement Service saying no new ice is being added and that the glaciers can no longer be saved, their disappearance now unstoppable. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The latest jobs report showing faster than expected growth for March. 303,000 jobs added last month. The unemployment rate inching downward, 3.8%. The healthcare, hospitality, and education sectors seeing the most growth. And lingering snowfall in parts of New England today as crews try to clean up and restore power. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
The forecast heading into tonight, we're looking at temperatures down to around 27 for a low and light winds, clear otherwise. Mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid-50s, southeast winds of around 10. Saturday night, look for lows of 34, increasing clouds, and on Sunday, cloudy, rain likely by mid or late morning, highs in the upper 40s. With light northerly winds, it's 50 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Love takes the patience of Job. That's what my mama always said. Faith is the belief in something more than what you know. That's what the good book says. You gotta play the card you got. Who knows what fate is holding? At times you gotta go without knowing where you're going. That's why I keep on loving you. I keep on loving you. Keep on loving you. Lord knows we've had our share of fights, our sleepless nights, our ups and downs. We've had plenty and then some of baby I'm gones and turnarounds. Sometimes I swear it might be easier to throw in the towel. Someday we're gonna look back and say, that's why I keep on loving you. I keep on loving you.
you're a turkey, they're a chicken, and everywhere a duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Sunshines. Make hay the whole day through and say those prayers in the moonlight. Come on and start anew and make time for your loved ones and for your dear friends too.
Ferris on WRCO Radio. Just a reminder, a little bit of a different schedule coming up here. Later this hour, we'll have our evening news a bit earlier because we will have Southwestern at Riverdale baseball. A type delay as that is getting underway shortly here with Phil Nee. So a little after 4:30, we'll have our evening news. So be sure to tune in for both right here on WRCO FM 100.9.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
You can hear him in the church house on Sunday morning. They still play on the radio. You can hear his voice from Saginaw to Houston. It echoes down the halls on Music Row. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Street, some say Hagger, are sitting on the throne. Speaking for the 9-to-5ers in the trenches, makes him feel like he's right there with them too. It ain't the steel, it ain't the fiddle, it ain't the right in the middle. It's just three simple chords. Sitting on the throne, all that's well and good. Don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is our song. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Straight, some say Hagger, are sitting on the throne. Well, all that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song. No.
what works and you work it hard. You smile like such a lady, innocent and sweet. You drive the men folk crazy, but any girl can see you're just a homewrecker. I know what you're doing. You think you're gonna ruin what I got, but you're not. Yeah, you little go-getter. I'll teach you a lesson if you get to messing with my man. You don't stand a chance. No, you're just a homewrecker. I'm sure you waited for a long, long time to find a man like mine, but honey, you're too late. So before you go and make your move,
Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9. Dancing when the stars go blue, dancing when the evening fell, dancing in your wooden shoes, in a wedding gown, dancing through the underground, dancing with the marionette. Are you happy now? Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go?
Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. In a towing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews are still tangling with the collapsed wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. President Biden today getting a firsthand look at the destruction. He commended first responders for that day.
You know, from the air, I saw the bridge that's been ripped apart. But here on the ground, I see a community that's been pulled together. I want to thank you all, the first responders, the port workers, state and local officials, who sprang into action before dawn.
The president also urging Congress to help fund the rebuilding of the bridge and reopening of the port. Israel Defense Forces have dismissed two military officials after the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza. An IDF investigation finding there was grave mistake stemming from a serious failure due to a mistaken identification. So far, no major damage reported from today's 4.8 magnitude earthquake in New Jersey. It was centered between Philadelphia and New York City. Airports issuing temporary ground stops to assess damage. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Plenty of high school softball, baseball, and soccer going on around the area tonight. Richland Center soccer team is hosting Platteville Lancaster. Also coming up here on the radio, Riverdale is hosting Southwestern in area high school baseball. That's up on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The 4-1 Brewers return to action after a day off as Seattle visits American Family Field tonight. First pitch time at 7:10. Coaches say Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke are splitting the snaps with the Badgers
Badger football team's number one offense during spring workouts. Neither quarterback has claimed the starting job after three practices. Van Dyke passed for more than 2,700 yards in his last season at Miami, then transferred to Wisconsin. Locke is more familiar with the UW offensive playbook since he started three games last season. Coach Luke Fickell says Van Dyke needs to progress as a team leader, not just on the field. The Wisconsin men's hockey team is seeing a mass exodus after one of the program's most successful seasons. Several players are opting out through the transfer portal or turning pro. Coach Mike Hastings and the UW has received a commitment from sophomore forward Kyle Kukkonen. He played at Michigan Tech last season. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news, sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. It is 51 degrees at 26 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Our evening news in just a moment.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Dodgeville Police Department continues to follow up on numerous leads in reference to 16-year-old Holly Girton and 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl, who are missing from the city of Dodgeville. They are believed to be traveling in a 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix bearing Wisconsin plate AVX9211. The vehicle has a white Vortex Optics decal in the rear window on the driver's side near the bottom of the window. The Dodgeville Police Department is working with area law enforcement agencies and the National Center for Missing Exploited Children. Any further updates will be provided when they are known. If you have any information, please contact the Iowa County Sheriff's Office at 608-930-9500, extension 2, or the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-3238. In Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary in Wisconsin, over 8% of ballots came in uninstructed. It was a protest against President Biden's handling of the Gaza crisis. Governor Tony Evers thinks it's too soon to tell whether that will carry into November.
Whether those undecideds will remain undecided, we're months away for that. I know they did it to make a point and make their voices heard, and that's great. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens in November.
The more than 46,000 uninstructed votes is more than double Biden's 2020 margin of victory over Donald Trump in Wisconsin. The FDA approved their first prescription digital treatment for depression. It's called Rejoin. It's actually a smartphone app for people who get diagnosed with major depressive disorder. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced that USDA is investing $2.2 million towards 23 renewable energy projects in Wisconsin to lower energy costs, generate new income, and create jobs for U.S. farmers, agricultural producers, and rural small businesses. Through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, USDA provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations help them increase their income, grow their business, address climate change, and lower energy costs. These investments will cut energy costs for farmers and ag producers that can instead be used to create jobs and new revenue streams for people in their communities. Rural Energy for America program grants announced in Wisconsin include Chad Syme and Gaze Mills, who will use a $18,600 grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save $2,400 in electrical costs per year. It will replace 20,500 kilowatt hours, or 24% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power two homes. Tranel Family Farms LLC in Cuba City, which will use a $219,770 grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save the farm $32,300 in electrical costs per year and replace 320,500 kilowatt hours, or 76% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 29 homes. George's Auto Repair in Westby will use a $20,000 grant to install a solar electric array. This project is expected to save the business $1,800 per year in electrical costs and replace nearly 16,000 kilowatt hours, or 100% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough to power one home. USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September 30th. The funding includes a dedicated portion for underutilized renewable energy technologies. A scam alert has been issued by the Richland Center Police Department. Chief Billy Jones says there has been a recent rise in eBay gift card scams. Here are some helpful reminders. Never use eBay gift cards for payment anywhere but eBay.com. Never give or send your eBay gift card code to anyone outside of eBay.com checkout. If someone claims you should pay in eBay gift cards, stop. This is a scam. And finally, always keep your receipt as proof of purchase. If you believe you were targeted by an eBay gift card scam, immediately go to ebay.com/eBay gift card for customer support. Next, visit ftc.gov/gift cards or ebay.com/gift card scams to learn more about gift card scams. Chief Jones urges everyone to be cautious when it comes to shopping online or visiting unfamiliar sites. Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly neglecting a missing Two Rivers toddler. A charge of child neglect will stand against Vang, who was caring for 3-year-old Elijah Vu before he went missing. A judge made the ruling Thursday. Vang is charged with one count of being party to chronic neglect of a child and is not charged in connection with Vu's disappearance. After testimony from two law enforcement officers, Judge Robert DeWayne ruled there was enough evidence to move the case forward. DeWayne also denied a defense motion to drop the charges. Vang is due back in court April 16th to enter a plea. Vu has been missing for over a month. Rewards totaling $40,000 are being offered in the case. There's a proposal to repurpose a closed industrial site in Ashwaubenon into a new entertainment venue. The former headquarters of Imperial Supplies is across the street from the Rush Center, and the new owners are hoping to build a 3-story venue on the site. Imperial, which makes repair tools and supplies for large trucks, moved to Green Bay in 2018. The developers will be presenting the project to the village board next week. It's unclear if the developers will be asking for public funding. The curtain will rise on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Department of Performing and Visual Arts Theater and Pioneer Players presentation of The Addams Family, a new musical tonight at 7:30 in the Broadbeck Concert Hall on campus. Additional performances will be tomorrow night, Thursday, next Friday, and Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoons, April 7th and 14th at 2. There also will be a special matinee on Wednesday, April 10th at 11. Tickets priced at $15 for general admission and $7 for students are available by contacting the University Box Office at 608-342-1298 or online at tickets.uwplatt.edu. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run tomorrow at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua. The Kids Fun Run will begin at 9 with the 5K Run Walk immediately following. If you have not yet registered, you can do so at the event. The registration fee is $25, with all proceeds benefiting the K-9 unit for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 DAX and Handler Deputy Mark Bellicero. There will also be a meet and greet and swearing in with the new K-9 team, Handler Deputy Sheriff Brad Brueggemann, and his new K-9 partner.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt-Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon with a service at 11:45 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center and formerly of Bear Valley. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held next Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the funeral home next Friday, April 12th, from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 13th at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How you doing? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for some quiet weather to start the weekend, then things will be unsettled by Sunday. High pressure building in from the northwest will bring us clear skies and chilly temperatures tonight with a pretty good frost expected across the region. Tomorrow, quick warm-up though with that sunshine out, and then the winds will start to increase tomorrow night into Sunday as low pressure out in the Rockies travels over through Nebraska. That'll be on its way into Wisconsin by Monday. Should bring a pretty solid band of rain to our area starting Sunday mid-morning, lasting into mid-afternoon Sunday, then most of it shifting to the north of us later Sunday night into Monday. Our current thinking is that we should pick up at least a quarter to a half inch of rain with that front. Temperatures will be a little bit cool as it comes in Sunday because of the cloud cover and rain, but then warming up nicely from Monday through Wednesday with seasonal to slightly above normal temperatures. The forecast now for tonight generally turning clear and cool with a low at 27. Mostly sunny and mild tomorrow, high at 54. East-southeast wind around 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, increasing clouds and breezy, low at 34 degrees. Wind out of the east-southeast 10 to 15. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely by mid to late morning with a high in the upper 40s. East-southeast wind at 15 to 25. Heading into Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, 40% chance of spotty light showers. Low 39 degrees with highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, breaks of sun and comfortable with a slight chance of a light shower. Low at 40 with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, low at 37 with a high of 62. Thursday, another nice spring day with a mix of sun and clouds, low 37 with a high of 62 degrees. Have yourself a great night out there. Again, mainly clear skies as temperatures cool back into the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a partly cloudy 51 degrees and 52 being our high today, our morning low 29. Yesterday's high was 43 and we saw just a trace of a mixture of flurries and rain. Record high for this day, 80, set in 1991, a record low 12 in 1995. Last year on this day, our high was 50, our low 33. Sunset today will be at 7:32, sunrise tomorrow at 6:35. No precipitation today, the barometer is holding steady at 30.15. North winds are 3 to 6. Again, it's 51 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. As I'm writing this life tracks, we've just heard the news of the cargo ship crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, sending many people in their cars into the frigid, cold, and 50-foot deep river below. I'm sure none of them were anticipating this catastrophe, or they would have simply avoided that route that day. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Coming up in just a few moments, we will be hearing our pregame time, getting ready, a bit of a tape delay as Southwestern is taking on Riverdale in baseball. Phil Nee has the call right here on WRCO-FM 100.9. Also, Damian Lillard is available. Giannis Antetokounmpo doubtful for the Milwaukee Bucks Friday night game against the Toronto Raptors. Lillard was set to return after missing the Bucks' last three games. As for Antetokounmpo, he was doubtful due to an issue with a left hamstring. Also, the Milwaukee Brewers in action as they will be playing host to the Mariners. That will have a 7:10 first pitch time. That game you'll be able to hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. In just a moment, we'll hear from our featured broadcast today.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Baseball. Today, our second broadcast of the season here on the radio, and it is the opener of the SWAL baseball season. The Riverdale Chieftains are playing host to the Southwestern Wildcats, two perennial powers in the SWAL playing it today at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Welcome to the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Longtime coach Kurt Thompson of the Riverdale Chieftains talked to me this week about the always tough SWAL Baseball League and how he sees it.
You got Cuba City has lost some guys, but they're always solid. You go back to Fenimore, who probably may be the conference favorite this year. They're always good. You got Mineral Point, who beat Pecatonica this last week 3-0. They're always solid. Basketball is really coming along and improving and strong, and you know, our Grant's got a good young roster coming in too, so there's a lot of really good teams in the conference, so you can't ever take a night off. You have to always be ready to go, and I think that we should be up to that challenge.
And you'll be right into conference play this week too, won't you?
Oh yeah, if we open up Friday, we have Southwestern at home, so we have a busy schedule. That's how the baseball season goes, but you wouldn't want it any other way.
That's Kurt Thompson, Riverdale Chieftain coach. We'll have more in a moment.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you.